the good senator joins us from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Steve. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well, Tom. Good to join you.
Yeah, thank you for being here. I know your time is limited, so I launch into it here about you're headed to the southern border as part of this Senate delegation. It's tomorrow. What do you hope to accomplish or achieve there that maybe affect the administration's policies, which I think are careless and not very well thought out?
Well, they are. Keep in mind, the Biden administration has got virtually a muzzle on the press.
Yeah.
For the southern border. And so if you want to find out what's going on, you got to go visit in person, which we're going to do. So I'm heading there tonight. We're going to start this evening, in fact, from probably about 10 p.m. to nearly 1 a.m. I'm going to be with Border Patrol shoulder to shoulder and ride along to see it up close and personal at night. We'll go back and catch a few hours of sleep there in southern Texas, and then we'll go back first thing in the morning and spend the day again with Border Patrol getting briefed on what's going on. Here's the bottom line, Tom. This crisis on the southern border is 100% the makings of our president. President Biden, the first day he was sworn into office, within hours after giving his inaugural address, he did two things that have really contributed to this crisis. One, he stopped construction of the border wall. Two, he reversed what they call the Remain in Mexico policy that Trump had put in place. And what that says is basically, if you're going to come into our country and claim asylum, you have to stay in Mexico while they adjudicate. You can't come in and then be released, and that's what they call catch and release. We've got 1.2 million illegals who are waiting for a court hearing right now that came into our country and have just basically disappeared. And in fact, Tom, it's getting so bad right now, they're so overwhelmed, they aren't even writing down the court cases at the moment, even take on a waiting list. They say, just you come into the country and you're on the honor system to come back and try to get a court hearing at some point. We're 2-year backlogged on this. So the victims here, of course, are these children. These children being used as pawns coming up here. So President Biden sent a message. He basically telegraphed to Central America and Mexico that the southern border is open. And in fact, I heard from one of my colleagues, Tom, just a week ago that was down the southern border in Arizona. He said when Biden stopped the wall construction, there are a few gaps in the wall that are going to install gates. So they've put in hundreds of miles of the wall. There were some gaps where gates were going to be installed as a final touch. Well, when he stopped construction, they can't even put the gates in. So they got these gaping holes, and otherwise it would be a great wall that's been built. So it's absolutely crazy. And then connecting it back to Montana, Tom, the sad reality is because they're flooding across the border with these illegals, our Border Patrol folks, while they're trying to chase down the illegals flooding across, it's allowing these Mexican cartels to kind of flood the zone with more drugs. It's making it easier to get the methamphetamines, the heroin, the fentanyl across the border, and that's coming right into our state. Tom, I was on the phone with some of our county sheriffs yesterday. One of my sheriffs told me they're in Montana. They were holding 7 Mexican cartel members in a Montana jail in the last couple of weeks. So what's happening, the cartels are setting up business and shop right there in our state. Not to mention we've got MS-13 gang members now in Montana. And so this has a direct effect on the crime, the homicides we're seeing in our state, the violent crime. Most are directly related to Mexican drugs, as well as what we're seeing here with petty crime. So this has a big effect on us, Tom. And then lastly, you know, our good folks up in the northern part of our state who want to see the northern border open up, law-abiding Canadians and American citizens should be able to go back and forth across the border. It's harder right now for a U.S. citizen to get back into our country because they need a passport and a COVID test than it is for an illegal alien to come across the southern border, and that is just absolutely outrageous.
A deep, deep level of problems here. Part of this, too, Senator Steve Daines is with us for just a few moments here from Washington on his way to the southern border here with the Senate delegation. I know that hands-on, that visual experience riding with these Border Patrol is going to be very valuable to you. But here's a question about the underlying and background complications there, because there's a lot to this, all right? And the crisis has maybe been years in the making. Can the U.S. effectively address the corruption of the conditions in Central America that are kind of the root cause here? So treat the problem instead of the symptoms.
Yes. The answer is yes. But keep in mind, this crisis did exist during the Trump administration, but they put policies in place that stopped the humanitarian crisis and the flood right now of illegals coming across the southern border. The president sent a clear message that said, you can't just come to our country and claim asylum because fewer than 10% of the asylum claims are legitimate.
Yeah.
And so what's happening is that the Mexican cartels the Mexican cartels are using this crisis as a way to generate money. They're making $14 million a day in human trafficking. So let's not get caught up in this narrative that somehow it's our fault what's going on south in Central America.
Right.
These cartels are exacerbating it. They're taking advantage of it. And this, again, is just these are just misguided philosophies and policies coming from the Biden administration when President Trump had really quieted things down the southern border with the wall construction. By the way, the latest data we have, the wall helps decrease illegal crossings between 60 and 90%. That's with the new wall construction. The prior wall that was built down there was about the same number. So it proves that walls work. And second, the right policies working with Mexico and Central American governments to disincentivize taking that very dangerous trip from Central America across Mexico to our southern border and to stop them from even starting to make that journey. Because as you know, Tom, the victims here are children, unaccompanied minors. And, you know, as a father of four, I'm a grandpa, two little ones right now, breaks your heart. These are sweet little children that now they're being used as pawns, and they're victims as part of this crisis.
Well, I appreciate you going down there and working on this. We're going to have to continue to work on it because, again, it's policies that can be adjusted here. I want to move, as we have just about 3 minutes here, to agriculture. And if I don't, the ag broadcasters around here will come and sock me in the arm. You've introduced a couple of bills. Well, one of them is the Safe Banking Act, and cannabis is agriculture, as I have talked to some of the folks there, too. But talk about that bill, and then does the SAFE Act accomplish what other action may be needed at the federal level to reconcile what we have here is a contradiction of state-sanctioned yet federally prohibited marijuana industry?
Yeah. Well, you know, Tom, I was a business guy for 28 years, and I bring pragmatism to this job in Washington. Here's the reality. You know, Montanans voted, frankly, overwhelmingly, to legalize marijuana. Now, this for me personally, I didn't want to see that happen, but Montanans voted for it. And so now we've got to deal with the fact that if we don't allow them access to the banking system, you have a business that will just be basically, you know, a bunch of cash in suitcases. And that's what we're seeing in places like Colorado and other states that have legalized marijuana. It creates a lot of public safety issues. You know, armed robberies. I mean, anytime you're literally dealing with somebody who sells cannabis, it's done on a pure cash basis because they don't have access to our banking system by federal law. I've got a bipartisan bill working with the Senator Merkley of Oregon that would allow access into our banking systems so that we can take this cash in suitcases and bring it back into the banking system. It also helps in terms of tax collections and revenues there that will help Montana with additional taxes here and building out our tax base. So it's just a pragmatic solution to right now the public safety problem. 28 attorney generals wrote letters saying we've got to allow these businesses to have access to banking because there's way too much cash sitting in these businesses. And it creates a lot of armed robberies and other violent crimes.
Yeah, that's the trademark of the illicit drug trade, too, was all that cash. We've got 1 minute here. Moving on to the bipartisan mandatory negotiated cash trade bill. Talk about this in as brief as you can. Are major packing companies manipulating the market?
Yes, they are. Looking at it. And I've got a lot of good cattle folks there that are probably listening at the moment. Seeing as they just kind of shake their heads, looking at what's going on with pricing between what's being paid on the hoof versus cut beef,
yeah.
And so we've got a couple of bills that I'm working on just increase transparency in the cattle markets for Montana ranchers, and ensure we've got fair price discovery, so that cattle markets aren't distorted by market manipulation or price fixing of the packers. So we've got a couple of bills on that. We've got Democrats and Republicans behind this. We've got to get to the bottom of it. We're awaiting the results of the Justice Department's investigation into the packers and price manipulation and monopoly. So more to come on that.
Well, thank you for that. We're following it here as well, and we'll follow your travels down to Mexico. Travel safe, too, will you, Senator?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the time. We're back with more. It's From Montana, For Montana, Voices of Montana.